is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Ready? Come on, guys. Early worm gets the worm.
Another worm? Like, are they friends?
This early bird gets the worm.
Okay. Pam, would you smell my breath?
No.
Let me smell. Good, not great.
The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of people think that magic camp is just for kids, and that's why so many other people in my class were kids. Self-fulfilling prophecy. It's really for anybody with a dream and a belief in magic and a little extra time after school.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
How'd that Evan Almighty work out for you, huh?
Magic camp.
I like Steve Carell. I think he's fantastic on The Office. I think he got totally royally gypped on that Evan Almighty thing.
Do you think he's going to be overexposed at some point? Maybe Evan Almighty took care of that.
One of my worst fears did come true when I read online about a project he's doing with Jim Carrey. And that to me would be like getting the mirror image of, you know, it's like, hi, I'm Jim Carrey. Hi, I'm Steve Carell.
That's not going to work.
Maybe it's because I think of them working together in Bruce Almighty.
Right. Then you'll see Jim Carrey on The Office.
And don't forget about Jim Carrey's scary movie.
Oh, that's right.
It's
where he plays the evil guy.
I should have asked that. What was that nice Hispanic fellow's name?
Dennis.
Dennis, if you're out there getting...
He didn't accept your name of Juan for him.
If you're out there getting... I think I asked for the Bruce Willis movie. I'd really rather have that one, please.
Oh, yes. Both. And what is the name of that movie? Do we know the name of that?
It's like 13 or something.
Something with a number, I remember.
Oh, that's right.
13. The number 13 or
something.
13. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Mike about eating too many tomatoes and what that can do to him.
Oh, here we go. Uh-huh. Yes, give me the horror news.
No, basically, it's just if you eat too much citrus acid, because it's happened to me before, you can end up with getting ulcers in your mouth.
You know, I do have ulcers all over my mouth, but that's just regular...
Yeah, inside your mouth.
Yes, inside my mouth and outside. That's just herpes, though.
Well, okay.
Thank
but
you.
Too much citrus acid can give you ulcers in your mouth.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am?
Okay.
Ma'am, did the ulcers hurt?
If they're...
But you kept talking, didn't you?
You're next to a sharp tooth.
Yeah. Bitch!
Down, boy. Thank you.
Good luck with the diet.
Thank you. That's Paula Positive calling.
All right. Bye.
That bitch!
The number 20.
Incidentally, I think...
Grab life by the balls.
That's right. And I play with pain.
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
I am playing in pain right now.
Why?
As we speak. Because my mouth is covered with hideous ulcers. And Rob has ulcerative colitis.
I do.
I've got ulcers all over my mouth right now.
Your mouth is beautiful, Mike.
Inside and outside.
That sounded very gay.
I know.
You don't have any ulcers inside your mouth.
It's a perfect mouth. There I am talking about a mouth again.
The reason he has a mustache and beard, he can't shave.
That's right. I can't shave because it will rip open the ulcers.
The sores
that have scabbed over.
Is that what you're like Kelly Ripa? You have to get cortisone shots.
Yes, from a doctor.
For your pimples.
Twice a week just to make the swelling go down so I can see.
The vesicles.
Hola, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to call and say that movie with Jim Carrey is the number 23.
That's right.
Oh, it's not 13, it's 23.
Thank you, my friend.
The number 23.
You're welcome, my friend.
Bye-bye. It's another one of the correctors, but we appreciate it. Thank you. We won't get mad till the 10th person calls to tell us that.
10th correction, that's when the alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Hello?
Hi, Mike, I had a question about your diet.
Yes.
On the fruit salad?
Yes.
Do you use 1 or 2 dollops of Hellman's mayonnaise?
I don't use that. I actually, it's 1 cup of pineapple, 1 cup of apple, 1 cup of strawberries, 1 cup of blueberries.
You're quitting this next week.
And a half a cup of chocolate chips. It's kind of like a very gooey trail mix.
And a big...
Very wet trail mix.
A big measuring cup full of you're quitting this diet very soon.
That's right. A nice big helping of I quit.
Okay. As long as we're on the topic of food. Here we go. The Steelers are in town this weekend to play the Washington Redskins.
Yes.
And, as it turns out, the Steelers, like all NFL teams, have a writer almost like a rock band does.
Are you going to the game?
Tomorrow, I actually am. I'm going to a wedding reception.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I will be leaving the wedding reception early.
That's right. You will be there briefly.
So anyway, here's the deal. The Steelers are coming to D.C. this weekend, and this is the hotel requirement contract.
Oh, yeah, the rider.
That they sent out. Now, it's incredibly boring as far as the requirements for the rooms.
Would it be standard stuff up until a certain point?
Yeah. For instance, the Steelers need three separate rooming lists. You want to know how it's billed?
How is it billed?
Direct billing to the Steelers' master account. These are the people who can charge anything they want in the Steelers' hotel this
so
weekend.
So you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you go into a hotel, you can get all the room service you want without...
If you are named Dan Rooney, Art Rooney, Mike Tomlin, that would be the owner and the coach. Direct billing to Steelers' master account for room and tax only. All players, all coaches.
So all the players, I'm confused. All the players and coaches get to bill it to the account.
The owner and the coach get anything they want.
Right.
The players get their room and then anything else they got to pay for on their own.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay.
Then let me see. Unless otherwise specified, players will pay for their own incidentals.
Ah.
Other items.
Okay.
One, have someone available to assist Dan Rooney, Art Rooney, and Mike Tomlin to their rooms. Several bellmen a check-in to assist players with directions to their rooms.
Of course. Well, why is that in a rider? I mean, if you go into a hotel, they do that anyway.
Let me see.
And when they say assist, are they... Well, is Art Rooney still...
I don't know, Mike.
Get on the luggage rack, Mr.
Sorry.
Meeting services. Place a large white board with dry erase markers outside of meeting rooms.
Is this the bridal suite?
I don't know. You're doing the whole Lost in America thing. Mass. 40-person theater-style seating. Water station. Hotel to arrange for Catholic priest.
Wow.
And then you've got the stuff that they need for the offense, the defense for their meetings. Meals. Here we go. Double-sided buffet style, seating for 100. Rounds of 8. Have carry-out containers and utensils available.
Rounds of 8, is that the table?
Yeah.
All right.
Have a drink table set up with glasses, styrofoam cups, and ice. 30 minutes before scheduled time, have substantial catering personnel available at all team meals. At meals, you can have 2 TVs with cable access.
Good.
Let me see. Then you've
still... I want to play for the Steelers.
Here we go. Catering and room service. Players are not permitted to have alcohol in their room.
Oh. Right.
Please do not stock out players' mini bars with alcohol.
Yeah. So if they're in a hotel and they go in and it's got scotch and bourbon and all those little airline bottles, they have to send somebody to all the Pittsburgh Steelers rooms and remove them.
That's right. Other items are okay to stock.
Okay.
Room service is not permitted to deliver alcohol to players' rooms.
So you can't get a beer.
Security.
Seems a little intense.
Use ropes, if needed, to control crowds in the lobby.
That's normal.
Jack Kearney will meet security at 10:45 p.m. for player bed check.
And who would he be? He's like a director of security?
I guess so. And then it says that they need a master key so that they can open a room whenever they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Phones. Players can place outgoing calls at any time.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no incoming calls unless they are emergency. There are no do not disturb. There are no wake-up calls. Miscellaneous items. This is incredible.
You know, I'm just curious about there are no do not disturb,
right?
And there are no wake-up calls. So they can't call down to the front desk if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler, which means really that's what the coach is giving them.
You got to get up on your own.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No, but the coach also, it's access. It's the if the coach wants to call you, you got to have the access.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, I was just trying to figure that one out.
Gatorade. 600 bottles of Gatorade required.
Mm-hmm.
Please place 600 bottles of Gatorade and 1,200 bottles of iced water in chest.
Brown and
near elevators roll. On each floor.
Phenomint gum.
Here is the specific Pittsburgh Steeler table setup. And look, can you read that? That's how it's written on the top of this thing.
Specific table setup. There it is. Right at the top.
Silverware. Knife, fork, and spoon, napkin, salt and pepper shakers, sugar, sweet and low, must have Heinz ketchup must be Heinz.
Must be Heinz. Well, that's, they've got good taste.
Well, it's Pittsburgh, yeah. And that, it, right? That's their stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heinz 57 steak sauce.
Delicious.
A one steak sauce.
Wouldn't you like to, like, if you got into that hotel early before their meal, wouldn't you like to go out and buy a case of Hunt's? And just, you know, just to see if there would be any reaction.
Mess with them.
Kirkland.
Night.
Kirkland.
Here you go. This is for tomorrow night. Night of game.
Okay.
Night of arrival. I'm sorry. Friday night. Tonight.
Tonight.
Night before game.
Ah.
Night of arrival snack. 7:30. Linguine with sauce on side and meat sauce on side. Grated cheese on side. Crisp chicken wings with sauce on side.
Oh, we got the menu here. This is the menu for their tonight's dinner.
Hamburgers, turkey burgers, appropriate condiments, pizza, sausage, pepperoni, cheese, French fries, sandwich board, hard-boiled eggs, Mike.
Yeah, get them at 7-Eleven. They can keep them till the 29th of September.
Mike, fresh assorted sliced fruit.
Delicious.
Relish tray with pickles.
Mm-hmm. Mine's pickles.
Gatorade, milk, bottled water, herbal teas, ice cream, cookies. The following items are available for takeout. Styrofoam food containers, plastic forks, spoons, knives, paper napkins, and toothpicks.
Man, it sounds like the hotel's going to have their hands full with these guys. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it also strikes me, everything you're reading on that is based on standard, a lot of stuff that would be standard, you know, on a menu. We'd like this menu. But the other stuff, I'm sure they, over the years, they you know, they had stuff that wasn't provided, and so they wanted to be specific about it.
Tomorrow morning, day of game breakfast, 7 a.m. Made-to-order egg station, buttermilk pancakes.
Bloody Mary bar.
Waffles with syrup and butter, scrambled eggs, grits, oatmeal, hash browns, crisp bacon, turkey sausage, bagels and cream cheese, fruit, bread, white, honey, butter, light and regular cream cheese.
Boy, they get the chow. They get to get their eat on.
Sure, they have.
But, you know, really, the menu that you read, the dinner menu, didn't seem all that fancy.
An omelet station must have the following items: diced chicken breast, cheese, mushrooms, bell peppers, ham, onions, tomatoes, salsa.
They get right down to the details, don't they?
5 hours before kickoff.
That's how you build a champion.
Pre-game meal menu. So this is now 5 hours before kickoff.
All right,
kickoff.
This is what they eat right before the game.
Made-to-order egg station, omelets fried and scrambled, buttermilk pancakes,
ooh,
waffles with syrup, 55-by-8-ounce filet mignon or prime rib.
I'm definitely going off that diet.
Yeah, 55 steaks.
You had to read me breakfast.
Linguine, scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, grits, oatmeal, hash browns, crisp bacon, cereal, white rice, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes. Shredded cheese, fruit.
Wow.
Now let's go to pregame meal to go menu.
Oh, the take on the bus.
Uh-huh.
I bet this is good. Bet it's a lot of finger foods.
Bacon in one container. 8-ounce filet mignon, medium well, in one container. Hash browns in one container. This is stuff they eat on the bus on the way to the game.
Right. Well, I guess they're big football players. They burn it up.
Right.
Assorted pastries and muffins. P.S. 150 packets of ketchup.
Heinz.
120 packets of salt and pepper. Please include 400 plastic forks, spoons, knives, and napkins.
Oh,
that's for
God.
The drive to the stadium.
Right.
Wow, though, it's so detailed. Do you think all NFL teams do this?
I don't know.
Probably.
I'd be very curious. I would imagine they might.
We only got this because some guy that works at the hotel gave it to us with the promise that we wouldn't rat out the hotel.
Right.
And, like, you can even see on the very back, we've even got who's rooming with who.
Oh, wow. Cool.
For instance,
well, it would have been more fun during the Cordell Stewart era.
Oh, that's right, the whole gay thing.
Well, do you remember how they, when we flew down for that that Baltimore game, the way the food arrived, like on the quarters of the hour?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even keep up eating it. They would just keep bringing food. We'd get on the plane, there'd be fried chicken waiting for you on the plane.
That's the way they treat them.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger. I've even got his room number here, for God's sakes.
So this document is for this weekend.
Roethlisberger shares. No, he didn't share a room. He's got his own room.
He flies solo.
The backup quarterback Brian St. Pierre stays in a room with some guy named Chris Hoke.
Some guy named Vinny. Some guy in the back room.
It's amazing the way that they have this set up. And they've also got, by each individual player, they have his food allergies.
Really? Who's anybody allergic to peanuts?
Hold on, Mike. Charles Bailey, Tim Carey, Dan Ferens, Jason Gibson, Tom Green, Tim Lester, Fred McAfee, Ed O'Donnell, Art Rooney, Art Solomon, Tony Yates.
Wow.
Those are all the people on the Steelers organization who are allergic to peanuts.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Pretty common. That's a lot of guys.
Yeah,
that's more than average,
common,
I would
common
think.
Common allergy.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
It sure is a lot of crap just to bring a football team to town to play an exhibition game.
It's almost like you don't want them at your hotel. But I guess you do because they pay well.
Oh, yeah.
No, the guy was telling us, now I got to be careful about this. The guy was telling us what an imposition it is to work at the hotel because everything is roped off and you can't approach these guys unless you've been told to approach them.
Right.
And because this is happening, like regular people who are in the hotel really get screwed.
Oh, really?
And he said that the entire thing becomes an exercise to see who's going to be the first to respond when a Steeler wants something. Meanwhile, he said, if you have the misfortune of being in that hotel and you call for room service,
you're screwed.
Around the time the Steelers want something,
mm-hmm.
he said, just forget about it.
Did he say anything about it? Is it a lucrative deal though when the team stays?
He said that it's a corporate deal. That they cut some deal with this particular chain.
Oh, okay.
And that's,
all right.
That's why.
And it's a nightmare for the hotel staff and for the guests in the hotel that particular weekend.
Stinks.
But if you're a football fan, what the hell? You
know? He also says at some point that he would like to come on and tell us about some of the leavens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, let's do that.
They go through the rooms after they've been there, and he had stories of biological stains and
really?
Sure. And bottles and other things.
Do they have, did you ask him whether they have anything like curfew? Do they have a particular, imagine.
That's in here. That's in here. They've got a guy who needs a master key.
Oh, because he checks on every room.
And he will check on every room.
1045.
And it also goes on to say that this guy has free reign throughout the hotel the whole time they're there. In essence, the hotel says to this guy, you can open up any room you want.
The NFL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would really be curious to know how similar that is, not only to other football teams, but all sports. Because you know what? They had the big deal when that baseball player got killed. They had the big debate about baseball players because the tradition is baseball players drink a beer, knock a beer back after the game's over. And I'd just be curious, how they are when they travel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, do you think the Steelers are allowed to use sports?
Sports.
I
bet that would piss them off.
Yeah.
Now they are very, very specific that they want a certain amount of plastic forks, certain amount of regular forks.
Do you think
metal forks,
for example, they've got that? You were listing packets of ketchup and salt and pepper. Do you really think that there would be somebody that was with the Steelers organization that would be so anal as to say
to count them?
There are 130 here. Do we only have 130?
Don't you know the answer already? They'd say, why did we write down 150? Of course there's someone, whoever he is, his name might as well be Joe Ardinger, that person on the Steelers staff.
Yeah, that's sitting there counting them, just sitting like Charlie out
condiment
there.
Counter.
Charlie at the hotel going, la-da-da-da-da, you're ready.
I think that's great is all this stuff with the players that we were alluding to, that they can't make phone calls. Right. God, can you imagine you call a room service and you ask for a drink?
You would think, on face value, wouldn't you think like a hotel staff, hey, the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming to our hotel, but they've got to dread that.
And that's
they've
got to
absolutely dread it.
That's the other thing. I wish this guy would come on the air. John, John just holding up a sign that says commercials.
It is time for commercials.
I thought he was trying to help. I guess he is.
He's got a master key to the show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.